This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about brotherly love. So we're wrapping up our series on love. We started with the depths of a mother's love, and how some of her sacrifices are obvious, but other sacrifices can go unseen and unspoken. And we talked about how the same is true for God's love. Sometimes his hand can appear front and center, and other times he's showing his love to us behind the scenes. Now today, I am thinking about the term philia, which is the Greek word for brotherly or affectionate love. In other words, if we really love God unconditionally, this is how we should show up for his children, with brotherly love. And when I think about this, I think about the dispute between Abraham and his nephew Lot. Abraham and Lot lived in the same area and were both wealthy men, and they had a number of sheep and cattle to manage. In fact, they had so many animals that each outgrew their own pastures, which caused the herdsmen for both men to argue over space. One day, Abraham went to Lot and told him that they needed to stop arguing because they were family. And to that end, he asked Lot to choose whatever portion of the land he desired to live on, and Abraham would move his family and cattle to reside somewhere else. Abraham not only demonstrated brotherly love, but he did it under heated circumstances. Lot, on the other hand, responded in a very selfish way and chose the most fertile land. But in the end, we see that Abraham made the better choice, as Lot chose land near Sodom, a city that God would ultimately destroy. So as we think about brotherly love, let us hold on to these words. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Romans 12:10. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, go show some brotherly love.